Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves. Talking Scott Catoon.
Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting across me, Vishu Ramanathan.
Ramanathan,
I got it. Somewhat correct. Co-founder and CEO of Buildout. So we've had, the last couple of weeks, we've kind of had a focal point on commercial real estate. Obviously, we are partners with Jones Lang LaSalle, and so we've bring in any company that they kind of recommend to us because, obviously, they're in the real estate space, and I came from real estate before getting into this whole thing. And so I always have this interest in the startups because while I was in commercial real estate, it was so not disrupted. It was so slow. It was like every single thing you tried to ask for was like banging your head on it. The company I worked for actually didn't even have internet in the office until like a year and change into my working there, and emails and things like that. Like, it was, why would we? Why would you want to give a digital version of a hard, you know, of a hard agreement? The changes that have come down the pike since Airbnb and others to try to change the way that you post and list and market your properties is huge. And it enables you to cut the bottom line on, you know, what you have to pay to market a property. And obviously, if you can sell the property to the right buyer or connect it the right way, spending the least amount of money marketing it, the more money you put in your pocket. So it makes a lot of sense to me. And that's why I wanted to have you on and talk a little bit about what Buildout does and how it differs and changes the way that commercial property owners and property managers might sell and shop for properties. So without further ado, why don't you give us kind of a rundown of what Buildout is?
Awesome. Thanks. You're absolutely right. Commercial real estate has really been sort of a laggard in technology compared to all of the other industries out there. Almost, it's so far behind. Like you said, it's like there's just nothing. So when we got started in commercial real estate in 2010, we just saw a huge industry that just needed help. And so what we did is we went to a brokerage in Chicago and said, hey, we see you're doing marketing work. We can do that marketing work for you and learn about it. So we did all of that work by hand and learned how to manage the listing database, how to produce the marketing materials, how to publish them everywhere. And then we wrote tools to make that more efficient, more effective. And then we sort of sold that nationally over the years. So what we are is a listing tool for commercial real estate marketing that lets you produce and publish all your stuff from one place.
So I envision this in my brain is like Wix for like, I can build out my own page. I can build out, like, it's got kind of a templated thing that I can sort of drop photos in, brand it maybe a little bit depending on, you know, who we are, what we do, showcase videos and things if that's possible. Is that sort of online? Or?
Sort of online. So Wix is a great example of a way that you might be producing marketing material for a single individual
for one thing. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Whereas this is more about scalable marketing across all of your portfolio in your listing database.
Yep.
So and also importantly, doing it across all of your media. So not just your website, but also your email and also your documents. So, you know, when you walk into a commercial real estate office, like if you're trying to go lease an office, they'll hand you a flyer, right? Somebody's got to produce that flyer across every office in the country. That's actually a ton of work. So it's a platform for producing all of the marketing material. And branding is actually also a very important part of it, because when you produce the material, it's important for it to be in your brand and get that consistency across.
So since you, how long has this been in business?
Since 2010.
Since 2010. So what, like, give me an idea of like what kind of customers you're currently working with.
Oh, we work with brokerages. So commercial real estate brokerages all across the country, from like two, three broker shops to 20 broker shops to, you know, 1,000 brokers.
How, like, in your background, were you in real estate before that as well, or was this something you jumped on? And
My background was in technology. So okay. I was a software developer who was looking for a way that I could be useful, basically.
I think you found it.
Yeah.
And so kind of walk me through your way into this, because I was talking to a guy, Lane Campbell, who's been on the show several times, about one of the first questions we ask startup companies and founders when they come on the show is, you know, what business are you in? You say, oh, I'm in real estate. Not really. You're a tech company that happens to be providing technology services for real estate. You know, that's a question that I think a lot of founders get lost on, myself as well. Like, we look at this and like, what kind of company are you? You're a media company. No, I'm not a media company. We actually do something else, but we just happen to be in the media space. I think it's important that founders understand like what they're trying to actually accomplish. So for you as a technologist coming into seeing an opportunity in real estate, how did you get from literally like, I've got this cool idea, I'm going to build this, to getting in touch with commercial real estate brokerages and sort of building a real business around this.
That's such a great way to frame the question, right? What business are you in really?
Yeah.
And how does that relate to sort of what you're doing today? So if I was going to talk about what business we're in really, that would be the business of finding complexity and removing the unnecessary complexity and automating it in a scalable way. So as software developers, we're looking for ways that we can just create business value, right, and then capture a portion of it. And so that's the basic foundation. And so when you how did we come into commercial real estate? You said, how did you come up with your idea and then bring your idea to the market?
Sure.
We didn't do that. I think that's one of the things that we tried to do that a couple of times. Like, we came up with a couple of cool ideas, and then we tried to take them to the market. And there was a mismatch between our idea and the market. It wasn't exactly what they wanted. You know, they weren't really businesses. They were just these cool ideas we had.
Yeah.
With commercial real estate, we approached it really differently. We said, look, here's this giant market with laggard technology. Everything's kind of, you know, behind the times. We could come in here and be useful. So we went to the market, and we just found things that people were spending a lot of time on complexity and non-scalable processes and found ways to improve those.
Very interesting. I guess the other question I think founders are challenged with is, like, if you don't come from real estate, but you come from tech, how did you get yourself in a position where you could understand what the realtors were struggling with? Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I mean, that's core for me to my philosophy of business. It's all about the customer, right? No matter what you do, you have to understand your customer and find a way to be useful to them. You know, I was like good in school when I was in, you know, elementary school up through college. I was just good. I didn't care about it. But then when I finally got a job and I worked a little extra hard and my customer said, hey, Vishu, thanks. That was like the feeling that I was looking for. And so that feeling of wanting to do something for your customer is what drives your ability to do it in any industry, right? I used to write software for financial services. I wasn't a banker, but I learned enough about that to do that, right? And you want your software to be built by a software person, just like you want your building to be built by a builder, right?
I agree. I think that it's funny, though. It's a weird kind of, I guess I don't want to call it a failure for companies, because this, like, some companies, this is not absolute. Some companies have been able to, and founders have been able to do this, even though for all reasons and accountability, it probably shouldn't have worked, but it did. One problem that I see all the time with founders is that they are, and groups and startups and even large companies, is that they think that they have created something cool, and then they go to the different companies that they think it's cool, and they try to sell them on it, or they try to create this thing that like, if I ran your bank, here's how I would do it. And it's like, but you don't, and you don't know my end customer. And like, for a half dozen reasons, that will never work. And then they get very pissed and very critical of the person they're trying to team up with. And I always am fascinated when I see it, because it's just like, you like completely missed the boat here. Like, you instead of lending your assets to a problem, you lent your solution to the problem. And there's a big difference there.
It's solution first, right? It's a prescription without diagnosis.
So crazy. What do you see? Like, obviously, I see an application for this, but this is not, real estate is not the only application for this, I don't think. I think, do you see other industries and places that this technology that you've created, this sort of scalable solution would work, or even with some sort of tailoring would be useful?
Absolutely. We can see a ton of possibilities. For the company right now, though, it's really about being focused on what we're working on now. And that's, you know, growing within commercial real estate. We still see that as the market where we have the best knowledge of it now and the best understanding of the problems. And so that's really where your ability to produce business value comes from. It's really understanding the problems of your customer.
What do you think are the most important parts that, I mean, obviously you probably, if you haven't already built the solutions for it, I'm sure you're working on it. But what are the most important parts of helping brokers sell property? You know what I mean? Like, I look at this and I go, like, for certain, it's different for other people. But, like, for me, I know one guy who's been on the show before, Mike Lafito. He does luxury property. So for him, you know, like, he's more residential. But just as an example, he needs to have great marketing materials. He needs to have the ability for you to go to something slick, but then he also likes to have events and things like that. And you've got a platform, from what I can tell, that you could actually enable these groups to have like RSVP forms and things like that. Do you see different ways that not just what you currently offer, but what you could offer in the future, truly like really changes the way that a broker would even engage a buyer?
Yeah, absolutely. The point there is that now the commercial real estate is starting to adopt technology, right? Going from 30 years of adopting nothing to all of a sudden adopting stuff, and the things that they're adopting being integrated together. If you fast forward that 5 years from now, it's easy to see that like the whole thing is going to be turned completely upside down.
Where do you see that going, though? What else will happen in this, in particularly when it comes to like your end of the business? Like what does 2.0 for build out look like?
It's continuing to reduce the unnecessary complexity. So I think another way to put this is it comes up all the time. Are the brokers going to be disintermediated? Right. Yeah. Like that's the classic question when you talk about this. And what people are saying now is, of course, they're not going to be disintermediated because they're trusted advisors and you're making a multimillion-dollar decision. So you kind of need somebody who knows what they're doing. So if you think about it from that perspective and say, you know, fast forward technology wise, what's going to happen? What I think is going to happen is you're going to see more and more efficiency. So you're going to see the ability to deliver that trusted advice more and more effectively. You're not going to see the broker go away, but the ones who are really good and most efficient are going to be able to handle more and more of the business.
Well, sure, because they're going to give you better properties to look at based on the information that they have available to them. And
Or they're going to listen to you better.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to do a better
job. Well, I guess
I'm
thinking that they know more about you.
Right. They will know more about you. Right. And so but the point from a broker standpoint is that it's not that you're going to go away, but it's that the competition is going to get very, very serious, and it's going to be around technology.
Very interesting. This is awesome. Thank you very much for coming on. Where do people go to learn more about this? If I'm going back to the old brokerage that I worked with, where would we go?
Buildout.com.
Just buildout.com.
Buildout.com.
How did you get that domain?
We bought it.
It had to be that's a pretty sweet domain.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
I'm just saying, like, as a person who buys in domains, like, that seems like a pretty sweet domain. All right, awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. For everybody else who is in the real estate game, I recommend checking out buildout.com. You can catch this episode of more at technoria.com. You can download the podcast on iTunes. Stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technoria. You can follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.